Falcon has now been on the lunar surface for about 13 minutes. Here in Mission Control, we're watching the systems closely. We've seen the descent stage propellant tanks begin to vent, as they should, and all the systems on the lunar module appear to be normal. The LEM is on a relatively flat piece of ground. It appears to be pitched up and to the left about 9 degrees. We still do not have a good estimate as to precisely where the landing point is. However, Dave Scott did report that he felt the landing site was close to the crater Salute, which appears to be on the maps just a few hundred feet or so from the planned landing site.
Falcon, Houston. Houston, Falcon, go.
John Page, 1-2, where you get to your setting your S-band to SLU, I've got some new angles for you because of your attitude.
Okay.
It's a minus 71 and a minus 58. Sorry, plus 71 and minus 58.
Copy that. Okay, a plus 71 and a minus 58.
That's firm.
Okay, Ed, Ed, we'll give you a little quick summary here before we get on with it. The general terrain looks exactly like what you had on 14. And many of the craters that we used for ID were completely washed out with no shadows, and that's probably because the topo data just wasn't that good. And I think we're sitting a little off in attitude, but we're in fairly good shape. And when we get around to the SEVA, we'll try and pin down the location exactly. I had a little bit of dust at 150 and completely obscured at 50 feet. It was IFR from then on down. And the rest of it, you could probably see it as well as we could.
Okay, Dave, we copy. Thank you.
Roger.
Falcon, Houston, do you have an estimate of your landing site?
There's a long pause there, Ed.
Roger.
I think, as best I can find, I think we're fairly close to Salute. But I guess the best thing to do is to press on and get to the SEVA where we can take a look around. It's very hummocky, and as you know, in this kind of terrain, you can hardly see over your eyebrows. There's very little to tell us exactly where we are in our local position.
Completely understand, Dave.
Okay, thank you. You could probably explain it to the folks back there better than I could.
Dick wants to know where Falcon Crater is, if you can see it.
I think we're in it.
That's what we figured. And Deborah Houston?
Houston, Deborah, go ahead.
Roger, I have your camera pads for you. Your Endeavour, Rev 15, the map camera pad. T start, 105.5258. T stop, 106.1757. And your camera pad. Pad, camera pad is the same.
Okay, Houston, understand. The mapping camera and pan camera pads are the same. T-start 105-5258 and T-stop 106-1757.
That's correct. Your Rev 16 camera, map camera pad. Endeavour Houston, give us Puig accept and we'll uplink while we're talking here.
Okay, you've got accept and I'm in a normal maneuver right now.
Okay, leave it in B-20.
Okay.
And your T-start, 106.
Go ahead with the Rev 16.
Roger, T-start, 106-5651. T-stop, 108-5519.
Understand, T-start 106-5651, T-stop 108-5519.
It's a good read back now.
Our preliminary estimate of the landing site location based on the lunar module guidance system numbers is that the landing site was about 1,900 feet south of the targeted landing site. We probably won't be able to confirm that until the stand-up EVA, when Scott will stand up in the forward hatch of the LEM.
If you'll give us an enter, we can go ahead with the load.
Okay.
During the stand-up EVA, Scott will stand up through the top hatch of the lunar module and survey the surrounding terrain. At this point, we should get some landmarks that will allow us to pinpoint the landing site a little more accurately.
That's firm, Falcon. Sarah Houston, the computer's yours. Endeavour and Falcon Houston, could I talk with a minute?
Houston, this is Endeavour, go ahead.
And Falcon Houston?
Go ahead, Houston, Hadley Bates here.
Okay, crew, the President sends his regards to Dr. Fletcher, and I read, the President sends his congratulations to the entire ground team and the Apollo 15 crew on a successful landing and sends his best wishes for the rest of the mission.
All right, Houston, thank you. Our appreciation to the President
as ever.
Dr. Fletcher, too, for the support we've had.
Roger, Roger.
And Houston, the Hadley base here. Tell those geologists in the back room to get ready because we've really got something for them.
Which group of guys in the back room?